five or six guys committed within like a 5 hour drive. So got out there, saw those guys. It was awesome to continue to build relationships with those young men. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we practiced. We didn't go normally as long as we would during the regular work week. We're out there about an hour and 20, hour and a half. The big thing we want to get accomplished there was looking at some of the things that we needed to better on both sides of the ball, and then really get, really ramp up the competitive nature of it. So a lot of our thuds, our team periods were good on good. Went back to some fundamental stuff, transferable skills defensively. We felt like the last 2 weeks, we didn't do a good enough job tackling and wrapping up. So went back to some drills that you get a chance to do during camp and maybe don't get going as the season moves along. And then from an offensive standpoint, we did a really, deep dive into our self-scout on third down, which we need to be much better at. So I thought it was a very productive week. I thought the guys were mature. They handled it. A couple guys were pretty nicked up from the last few weeks, and we gave them some veteran days. But for the most part, our guys wanted to be out there. They wanted to get back working and trying to keep that momentum alive.
First question this morning from Kevin Stone. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Kev, how you doing?
Good, man. So two-parter for you real quick. One, with Harvard playing on Saturday, did you have anyone there in person or did you watch the game live?
Didn't have anybody there in person. I would say probably everybody on staff watched it. That was first Saturday I can remember in a long time having the opportunity to sit down and actually watch college football. It was nice between watching them and flipping over between Brosmer and the Big House. It was a pretty neat little afternoon. But yeah, we watched it and got a chance to kind of see the flow of it in real time. And then obviously get the coaches taped the next day. We got in, bright and early yesterday and just try to. We had some early first and second down thoughts. That Thursday practice, one of the thuds was dedicated to Harvard. So we already were getting a jump start on them. And some of the evenings during the bye week, we were making sure that we were looking, taking a deep dive into what they did against Stetson. And then with both coordinators, back from the last handful of years, we obviously went back to the last couple of years in the archives and just try to get ahead of that way.
And then with a Friday night game, does it change the way you go about this week? And then just also on Friday, travel-wise, does anything change? Because you're not far away, but that's also not an easy trip.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the way our academic schedule works here, Monday is the day that typically we'll give those guys off, and they focus strictly on their class schedule. So they're all over the place in terms of when we have access to them. So we practiced yesterday, which would be our normal Tuesday practice. So solidified the first and second down game plan, and then today. They usually lift on Sunday or and then Tuesday. So today is really a Tuesday because it's a Friday night game in terms of our preparation. So the guys are going to come in, find a way to get a lift in between their class schedule, and then come back late at night. And we're going to get a walkthrough in just to make sure that we're kind of recapping some of the things we did yesterday. So it's a little bit different starting your weekly preparation on a Sunday. Having a day off per se, that you're not practicing. And then obviously, Tuesday will be the Wednesday preparation and so on. And then, yeah, we're gonna drive down actually the day of because it's a night game. We're gonna go halfway down, park, get our team meal, get off the bus, roll out, flow, stretch, walk through, and then drive the rest of the way. So certainly we have to stay focused. It's not, anywhere near what our normal routine is, but at the end of the day, it's just kind of how it. There's some give and take to it, right? We have a couple extra days to prepare than they do, and our schedules, our routine's a little bit off. So, but we'll have the guys ready to roll.
Thanks, Chris, for Alan Nussels. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
Good.
Alan.
Yeah, Rick, could you talk a second about the opportunity to play Harvard, a team that UNH hasn't played in 80 something years, which is kind of odd to be, that close to them and just haven't had a chance to meet. You do play Dartmouth, but some of the other Ivies you don't play much, and particularly Harvard.
Incredible opportunity. I mean, the Ivy League's been around for 150 years. Started football, some of the most iconic venues and iconic institutions in the world. So, we were looking at, I think they've won in 150 years, they've won 68% of their games. So this is a team that has been, top, if not top three in New England, for a long, long time at any level. They're extremely well coached, they're disciplined. It's an institution when you cross over in the recruiting battle. If they have a committable Harvard offer, you don't really look at those guys anymore because they're going to pick that school for the right reason. So they're talented. Being in that conference for 3 years at Columbia, you see the type of student athletes that they have access to. They're getting 3 and 4 star guys that have multiple offers, that will choose a place like Harvard because of the academic reputation, the networking, what it's going to do for their professional lives. So we know how much of a incredible opportunity is, but how hard of a game it's going to be. They're physical, very well coached, and extremely talented.
Next question from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Oh, you're on mute, brother.
Coming now.
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning.
You said you watched Harvard. What stood out, Rick? Anything on either side of the ball?
Yeah, a lot of things. I think defensively, they're going to base out of a too high structure. They're going to make you methodically march the ball down the field on first and second down in particular. They're very sound. They have the luxury to be able to stop the run historically, with a 5 and 6 man box because their defensive line is so stout and aggressive and physical at the point of attack. So, they don't give up explosive plays, and that's something we've prided ourselves in the last 3 weeks, and that's exactly what their defense takes away. So we're going to have to establish a ground game. We're going to have to be super efficient with our underneath passing game, and for us to be better on third down than we have to be really efficient on first and second down, because I think that's been an issue for us. It's been a lot of too many third and long the last couple of weeks. So really, really well coached defensively. Coach Larkey has been there. He's an alum. He's been there for 20 years, I believe. So as good of a coach you're going to find at any level. And then from an offensive standpoint, Jaden Craig makes a go there, QB. He's a dual threat guy, can really make plays with his legs. Trying to figure out exactly what their offensive identity is going to be. In years past under Coach Murphy, they've been more 12 personnel. He'd love to have his tight ends on the field. They were a little more 11 and 10 and some more open sets these last couple of weeks. So we'll have to make some in-game adjustments there. But I think the game's going to be won or lost in the trenches. I think their offensive line is really impressive, how well they move for the size that they have. They got a stable of running backs that are really good as well. And one thing we noticed, they have a lot of length on the perimeter at wideout, guys that can run and catch, and some big body guys. And then the one X factor in their offense, besides just Jaden Craig, I also think it's the backup quarterback, number 16, Charles DePrima. They play him a little bit of quarterback, going back to last year, but he'd been their jet sweep guy. They threw him a couple conversions and post balls in the Brown game. So he can really, really flat out run. He's a dynamic athlete. He might be the fastest guy in the field out there on Friday night. So we need to make sure that we know where he is at all times. So they're extremely talented. And then, the last couple of years too, they've been top 10 in the nation in block kicks. So that they it's not like they take plays off on special teams as well. So this is a really good team.
Rick, you talk about some of the things offensively you haven't been pleased with, but you guys have been rolling pretty good, especially in the passing game. And I think Seth, 10 touchdown passes in the last 2 weeks. What do you like about the way your team has performed offensively in this 3-game win streak?
Yeah, offensively, I think it's always nice when you get explosive plays through the air. You can be inefficient on third down when you're getting a lot of those chunk plays and getting 20, 30-yard touchdowns at a regular clip. But with that being said, we got to make sure we're more efficient in what we've been doing. But I like how we've been seeing the game through the air. We need to pick it up a little bit on the ground. And then defensively, when we're efficient in first and second down, it shows, because third down, I think the package that Coach Gillick and Coach James, our defense staff, has put together the last few weeks, I think it's been very innovative. I think we've been giving some guys some fits. So we've done a really good job on third down. We've done a really good job in the red zone. So situational football on defense, we've been very pleased with. And then, how efficient we've been through the air on offense. So been a couple things, that we've prided ourselves on the last 3 weeks. And then our kicking game as well. I think Sean Laheen has been someone who has consistently flipped the field when the offense doesn't get first downs.
I'm just going to ask you on the defensive side, you touched on that, but Wan'Dale Owens has certainly made a big impact on your team, leading you with 36 tackles. He's also been able to blitz and get into the backfield and cause some problems. What has he brought to your team and his versatility? What does that mean?
Yeah, just a maturity level, great communicator. When you play free safety, you're the quarterback of the defense, and you have to get everybody on the same page. We have a lot of checks, and we rely on our guys. We recruit smart football players, and he certainly embodies all of that. So he's the one that gets the guys going. He steers the ship out there. And the great thing in particular this week, He's played in these games. He understands the magnitude of this moment. He understands how talented Harvard is. So we'll get an opportunity this week to kind of put him in front of the team after one of the practices and share some of his experiences. And I think that's really going to help our guys understand because, there hasn't been much crossover. And obviously, we haven't played them in a long, long time. So I think just finding out exactly who they are, what makes them tick, and, how we can attack them, I think it's going to help us.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Friday night against Harvard, and